Folks, last couple of weeks been talking about one of our most colorful politicians in Alabama history, Big Jim Folsom. Big Jim was not only the most colorful, he was also the most uninhibited, and by far our tallest governor. Big Jim was 6'9". At 6'9", in that era, he was probably considered a giant, and his antics were better than the Grand Ole Opry. Big Jim was simply the best show in town. He went directly to the people and beat the big business interests in the state, which controlled the legislature and had controlled the governor for a long time. He referred to them as the big mules. The entrenched power interests mostly thwarted his legislative efforts because they controlled the legislature. However, the common Alabamians loved Big Jim. He was known as little man's big friend. Every 20th century governor before Folsom had been a well-heeled aristocratic businessman who was from either the Black Belt or Birmingham. The big mules and big planners would get together behind closed doors at a corporate office and pick the candidate they would all unanimously support. And they'd give that candidate a lot of money, and their candidate would always win. He'd be an arch conservative who wanted to maintain low property taxes and low wages, which helped create more wealth for the large landowners and big industries of the state. Big Jim beat those big mules by appealing directly to the common man. The state had changed. Many of the young whites who were born to poor yeoman farmers in Alabama had gone off to fight in World War II. They came home to a state that was reaping the benefits of a post-war industrial boom. They were no longer relegated, going back to their fathers' lives of scraping off a living, off 40 acres and a mule, or worse even, sharecropping. They found jobs in the heavy industry of Birmingham, Huntsville, Gadsden, and Tuscaloosa. The state docks in Mobile were booming, and all these industries in Alabama were becoming unionized. Big labor became powerful in Alabama, and labor endorsed Big Jim. Big Jim was sworn in early 1947 and began work on his famous farm-to-market road program. This work was what he's most remembered for today. In fact, folks, most rural roads in this state were paved by Big Jim Folsom under his farm-to-market road program. After sitting out 4 years, he entered the gubernatorial race again in 1954. He beat 3 state senators, the president of the Public Service Commission, and lieutenant governor without a runoff. He beat them with his legendary suds bucket mop and by cussing the lying big city newspapers and by challenging the big mules of Birmingham. When opponents charged that his first administration had been laced with corruption, Big Jim responded by saying, "Sure I stole. I stole to build hospitals. I stole to build schools. I stole to build roads." Pointing to overalls wearing members of his campaign audience, he'd say, "That crowd I got it from, you had to steal it to get it from them. I stole for you and you and you." They loved him. He was a little man's big friend. He was larger than life. One can truthfully use about him the cliche that when they made Big Jim, they broke the mold. He was the most lighthearted, fun-loving, uninhibited, and colorful governor this state has ever seen. Thank y'all for listening.